Pinkerton! He's at the front! He's at the
concession stand!
Mom, come on, I'm Emmett Smith. I just scored a touchdown.
Yeah, but I'm calling it back for holding.
Holding? Honey, that was upstairs.
Oh, honey, you look great.
Thank you. I'm the perfect Catwoman. Meow.
Hi, guys.
Siamese twins, what a great costume.
Thank you. Eddie, what if you meet a pretty girl at the party?
No problem, Dad.
Ah, the magic of Velcro.
Hey, Mom, what are you?
I'm a flapper. This is what they wore in the 1920s.
Yeah, back when she was little.
Let's move it before all the candy's gone.
Okay, grab your bag.
Uh-oh. Thunderstorm.
Maybe it'll clear up.
You ever think about paying your electric bill, Mr. Winslow?
Well, so much for trick-or-treating.
Oh, come on, Mom. We can still go.
Oh, no way, Richie. It's pouring. And there's a blackout. Only a crazy fool would be out on a night like tonight.
Trick or treat!
I rest my case.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
What are you doing out in weather like this?
Getting wet.
So, who are you supposed to be?
Well, isn't it obvious? Sam Donaldson.
Gene, if we can't go out, this is gonna be the worst Halloween ever.
Oh, sweetie. There's more to Halloween than trick-or-treating.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's play Pass the Ghost Story.
Sounds like fun.
I'll start. It was a dark and stormy night. In a creepy old castle. This castle was the home of the tall, dark, handsome, fearless and dynamic Count von Winslow. The Count was very popular. In fact, the peasants all worshipped him.
Hey, Count, we worship you.
The Count was also the world's greatest swordsman. And then, something incredible happened. Take it, Harriet.
The Count's wife. The Countess? She came down the stairs.
Hello?
she was not only a knockout, she was the woman who ran the castle. The brains of the family.
Brains of the family?
Hey, I'm running this whole castle by myself. The Frankensteins have help. I should have married a doctor. And the peasants loved her, too.
Hey, Candace, we love you, too.
The most frightening thing was the fact that Count von Winslow and his wife were both vampires. Yes, the von Winslows were vampires. The undead. The thing that kept them nourished was blood. Suddenly, a bat flew into the room.
Oh, hi, Fangsters.
Well, Mother, how good it is to see you.
Thank you, Sugar Veins.
Can you stay for dinner?
Oh, no. I've got a hot date. I'm seeing a younger man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He couldn't be a day over 400.
Have fun, Mother.
I always do. Now keep my coffin warm.
Take it, Eddie.
All of a sudden, down the stairs came the von Winslow's incredibly handsome teen heartthrob son. Like many teenagers, he rebelled, and he refused to be a vampire.
Son, I don't understand you. You don't roam around at night, you don't terrorize the townspeople, and you don't use your torture chamber.
Dad, what makes you happy doesn't necessarily make me happy.
Oh, this modern day thinking.
They were gonna argue some more, but then suddenly there was a knock at the door.
Someone's at the door.
Take it, Steve.
Standing there was Sir Steve, the Royal Duke of Earth, the world's richest, handsomest, and most eligible bachelor. Sorry to bother you, but I'm Sir Stephen, the Royal Duke of Earth. My carriage broke. Can I stay the night?
Of course. We'd love to have you for dinner.
Why, thank you. Now, what about my horse?
He won't fit at the table.
Tell you what, I'll fix your carriage for you.
Why, thank you.
And then I'll test drive it into town.
My, what a lovely home you have. I simply love how you've mixed the 10th century stuff with the modern.
Well, I must admit I stole some ideas from Better Homes and Dungeons.
It's fine, Duvain. I love the boar head.
Thank you.
Must have been running awfully fast to go through the wall like that.
I'll have someone show you your room.
Should appear, but take it, Waldo.
Well, the guy who showed up for that bell ring was their faithful butler, Waldo.
Ah, Valdo. There you are. Where have you been all day?
Doing my laundry. I ran my socks through the wringer. Next time, I'll take them off first.
Valdo, would you please show our guest his room?
You got it.
What time is dinner?
Well, it depends on how long it takes us to find a victim. I mean, a chicken.
You can go now.
No, I can't.
Why not?
You're standing on my foot. Take it, Laura.
The Royal Duke checked out the room. He looked under the bed. He looked out the window. Then he played a song on his armpit. Then he hung his cape on the wall.
The lovely, sweet peasant girl explained to Sir Stephen, the Royal Duke of Urkel, how she wound up chained to a castle wall. My carriage broke down and I was invited to stay the night. That was 3 weeks ago.
Boy, don't you just hate it when that happens? Both carriage mechanics tell you it's gonna be done in one day, and then 3 weeks later, you're still waiting on the same part.
No, I mean, you fool! I'm their prisoner. They're vampires. Whatever you do, don't drink the wine.
Why? Is it a bad year?
No. They'll drug you, suck out all your blood, and then mess up your hair.
Did you find everything all right in your room?
Oh, yes. I found everything all right.
Okay, now it's my turn. Just then, the Countess's sister entered the room. Her younger sister. She was a sultry vixen with a pair of fangs that could knock a man's eyes out. She worked in town as a torch singer, and the peasants loved her. Blue moon.
I'm in the mood for some wine.
Wine?
Here's the wine.
That will be all, Valdo.
Be careful. This is the one with the drugs in it.
Sir Stephen, do you like this painting we just recently plundered?
Lovely. But I much prefer the painting on a vat wall.
Tell me, Sir Stephen, do they have armor like that in your country?
Oh, yes. We we do. But I never seen swords like the ones you have on. I like wrong.
Enough of this foolishness. I am thirsty for blood. And it's happy hour.
Well, you won't be smiling when you taste my sword. It's only fair to warn you, I'm a superb swordsman.
Well, I happen to be the greatest swordsman in the world. Watch.
Not bad. But take a gander at this.
Enough of these tricks. Tricks are for kids. Thrust and parry.
Law firms don't scare me. Came up, aren't you?
Be gentle.
And so, Sir Stephen prevailed. He won the fair lady, and he vanquished the vampires. Or did he? And so, the handsome Sir Stephen and the lovely Lara got married and had 4 boys and 2 ghouls.
Hey, you guys, it stopped raining.
You can get some trick-or-treat time in, little guy.
No way. Uncle Carl, can we tell another Pass the Ghost story?
Sure. I'll start. It was a sunny day when Grandma came to visit her family.
Hey, that's not scary.
Oh, yeah? You haven't seen my grandpa.